You're listening to a podcast from 702.
The Worldview with Adam Gilchrist is brought to you by Emirates. Fly Emirates. Hello tomorrow.
Adam Gilchrist, good morning to you. Donald Trump, these retweets of Islamophobic tweets, it's really quite upsetting.
Morning, Stephen. Yeah, not for the first time, Donald Trump's Twitter finger has got him in the hot water. The American president has treated his 46 million Twitter followers to retweeted hate videos that were posted originally by an extremist far-right group in London, a group called Britain First, who are a tiny anti-Muslim, anti-immigration political movement, given a world stage, therefore, by these retweets of Donald Trump. This group, by the way, were behind, or at least they were supported by the white supremacist who murdered the Labour MP Joe Cox last year. So there's a very uncomfortable feeling about that. And in fact, the woman behind the original videos, Jada Franson, is due in court in a couple of weeks for inciting racial hatred. So that's the kind of group. I mean, he didn't comment on them, did Donald Trump, but nonetheless, in retweeting, of course, it's a right problem. And so Theresa May, the British Prime Minister, has suggested that he was wrong to do it. Back has come Donald Trump with another tweet overnight saying that the British Prime Minister should address Islamic terror in Britain and not focus on him. It's the problem, though. I mean, he talks all the time about fake news. He's peddling fake news. At least one of these videos that's appeared is completely made up. The others, I think, are stretching the truth, to put it mildly. And to suggest that Britain has a major problem with Muslim violence is absolute nonsense. We have the same problem the whole world has with extremists.
And very quickly, this war criminal suicide, the Croatian army chief, he poisoned himself in the hearing.
Yeah, I think it's extremely embarrassing for all those involved in this criminal trial. It was essentially the last sitting of the International Criminal Tribunal for the former Yugoslavia, the ICTY as they've been called, in which they were essentially looking again at six war criminals who were originally sentenced to all sorts of war crimes, including this guy, 72-year-old Slobodan Praljak, who in the course of being re-given his 20-year sentence for war crimes, then pulled out a bottle, had a slug of it and said, "It's poison," and fell down dead. Essentially, how that can happen, and given he's already a convicted criminal in a court with all the security officers around, etc., etc., it's extremely embarrassing, not to say detrimental to justice, frankly.
Incredible. Adam, thank you. Every day on the Emirates Worldview, we've been asking you to send us a question on any world topic you want to know more about. Today's question, it's on Twitter, hashtag Emirates Worldview, to Boho Mokobang. Here's the person who sent us the question. He asks, what is the difference between Miss World and Miss Universe? To get to the answer, we spoke to the spokesperson for Miss SA, Claudia Henkel.
The difference between Miss World and Miss Universe is quite vast. With Miss World, they look for a classic beauty that is able to raise awareness for their Beauty with a Purpose project. So they travel around the world, and it is very much charity-based and creating awareness for what the Miss World organization stands for. Whereas Miss Universe is a little bit more glamorous. You live in a penthouse in New York, and you travel around the world, and you represent the agency that owns Miss Universe, which is IMG, which is subsequently a model agency, and therefore you do quite a bit of modeling work. With regards to Miss Universe, it is a little bit more glamorous. They look for a sexy girl, as opposed to the classic beauty that Miss World looks for.
Claudia Henkel, I remember you, Miss South Africa. Thank you. Congratulations to Teboho Mokobang for having your Emirates Worldview question answered. You've won 1,000 Rand, courtesy of Emirates. Fly Emirates. Hello tomorrow.
If you have a burning question on an interesting topic for Emirates Worldview, send us a WhatsApp voice note on 072-702-1702 or hashtag Emirates Worldview on Twitter. There's more Emirates Worldview on 702.co.za.
Jones, welcome back. Thought I'd pop in to hear how the trip went.
Oh, it was fantastic, Mr. Abrams. I've never experienced anything like it. The seats reclining to fully flat beds and the mattress and duvet set they give you are out of this world.
Excellent, Jones. But I meant, how did the fee negotiations go?
Experience the unparalleled comfort of a fully flatbed seat when you fly Emirates Business Class. To book or find out more, visit emirates.com/ZA. Fly Emirates. Hello tomorrow.